Hey, baddies. So we tried something a little bit different for this episode. We got a new soundboard. We thought that it might work better than what we were doing before, and we were completely, terribly, horribly wrong. So please forgive us for the lack of audio quality in this episode. We are working on getting things changed, and that way, moving forward, we can have some better stuff for you, some better quality overall, and it'll help us on the backside actually getting everything together. So again, apologies for the audio, but please enjoy this season 7 opener. It's a really good episode. Just give us a pass on this audio. Thank you.
Hosted on dimlywit.com. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. All the way from Jersey, welcome to the Bad Examples Dating Show. Thank you. I am your host, Jess Hottie, here with matchmakers Tracy Double D DeMarco and Alan Batty Daddy Wadas.
Ooh.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Today, we're going to find love for one lucky bachelor and one lucky baddie. That's right. We have three beautiful baddies competing for the heart of our bachelor. Should we learn a little bit more about our bachelor?
Tell me.
Our
bachelor.
Just want to make sure we get that right. Bachelor.
It's not that we don't know how to spell. We know it's wrong.
It's legally wrong. Distinct.
Yeah.
Wubs is looking for love. That's right. This Italian stallion is a laid-back guy who is looking for someone he can watch reruns of The Office with and a shoulder to cry on when the Jets lose another game. At 34 years young, Wubs has never had a girlfriend. With that
Wild.
Baby face and sweet demeanor, it's a mystery why, but we are going to find out today. What do you say? What do you guys think? How are you feeling about this today?
I'm a little nervous for him.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, honestly, I'd be lying to tell you that I'm confident in this process, but go ahead. I'm here for it. I'm just not very confident. I don't know. Like, I need to hear from him. I need to hear how he can handle all this.
Our track record in relationships with this show isn't batting 100.
Isn't wonderful, to say the very least. I think mine especially. Maybe Jess has done great.
Should we meet our bachelor Wubs?
Yes, please.
Girls, are you ready to be Wubs first Wub?
Woo!
Wubs first Wub? That's the show name?
Wubbin furrow tuggin.
Wubbin tug.
God, I love this.
This is the perks of having a girlfriend. Many a Wubbin tug.
Many a Wubbin tub. Or we go tubbing with Wubbin.
We have a lot of questions for Wubs. Let's bring on Wubs!
All right. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Super sexy phone voice, by the way.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Tracy.
Not a contestant.
Hi, Tracy.
Contestant.
Yes, I know.
Super devastated about it.
I'm sure.
Some questions for you. First of all, I think we need to break the ice here. I need to know why we're calling you Wubs.
Yeah, so I really don't know how. I mean, Jess's husband's probably one of the people who started it when I was like 18.
That tracks.
We were playing video games, and for some reason, like, we were playing online, and just, I don't know, when we were younger, we all had our football position as like part of our screen name on AOL.
Mm-hmm.
So mine was wingback, so it was WB, and then I don't know, for some reason Dennis just started calling me Wubs.
Ben's an idiot, so that's true.
Yeah, so that's pretty much how it started.
Wow. Okay,
that's amazing.
I love that. Wait. Okay, so when you're a football player.
Well, when I was junior football, listen, it's been a long time.
Instant points, though. You're an athlete somewhere.
you were an athlete.
You were an athlete. Yeah.
A long time ago.
Stop degrading yourself. But, you are a fucking athlete. You know,
the one thing that is concerning is out of all the people that applied for this, only one person asked, does he have a real name? Yeah. Is his real name Wubs? Everyone else
like, didn't care. They're like, cool, his name's Wubs. Got it.
Went with it. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, that is a little strange. I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? Because we don't judge here in 2023. No, your name's Wubs. Maybe your parents were high when they named you. It's fine.
Wubs.
Okay. Why have you never had a girlfriend? Explain this to me. Because I think you're very...
You know what? I think pretty much... Well, a lot of we've had a close group of friends literally since we were, you know, growing up, and they all pretty much had girlfriends. And it was just we never branched out, and even their girlfriends were all our friends. Mm-hmm. So it's like there was never really like girls coming in from like out of town or anything. So it was really just a small group. I mean, to this day, we're still all best friends. So it's just like, you know, I never did online dating either or anything like that. So
you've never done, you never signed
pretty
on
much.
Or anything?
I never, no, I don't know. I don't know why. I just never did.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
Okay. So even if you did, what are you looking for in a girl then?
She's definitely got to have a sense of humor because I really, I'm joking around a lot. So I got to make sure she understands that I'm joking around. Also, definitely has to be into sports. Like I, you know, like, cause if we go out and want to watch the game, I want someone who's going to be interested in it and not someone who's just going to have no idea what's going on. That's another big part of, you know, a big point. I gotta be honest. I'm really not, you know, looking for nothing really more specific, just looking for someone to meet.
You're just open to whoever you connect with.
Yeah, pretty much.
So since you've never had a girlfriend, we wanted to give you some real life scenarios that you might actually be in with a girlfriend.
Yeah, a little like quiz.
Like, how would you do it?
We're going to help you out here.
Yeah, we're gonna see how you handle it. All right. So
let's see how this goes.
You're driving with your girl and she's giving you directions. She tells you to get off the wrong exit. How do you handle that?
Girls, oh God!
Love saying shit. That was the exit, and then you missed it, and now you added 10 minutes to your time, and now you're late.
Yes. Are you enraged?
Yeah. How long have we been going out for?
Oh.
Because it fits this.
Well, you'll let the anger roll. I don't know.
Yeah.
6 months.
6 months. Yeah, I'd probably be pretty angry, and then I'd get over it. But, you know. Pretty fast, but at the time, right at that moment, I would be pretty pissed off.
Difficult. Well,
typical man.
You got to work on that, but all right, let's go to the next one.
Okay. You ask your girlfriend if she wants anything from Taco Bell. She says she's not hungry. You bring home Taco Bell for yourself, and now she's mad at you for not getting her anything. How do you handle that?
Listen, I always order extra food just because, you know they're always going to say they're not hungry, but they're going to end up trying to eat something.
Yes. Yep. What excellent. A fucking guy.
What a man.
Also, I'm going to have to take a shot in the dark here and say all these questions are based on real life scenarios with Jessica and Denny.
I was going to say, I figured once I heard Taco Bell, it had something to do with her.
Yeah, for sure. You ask the girl a question via text and she responds with K. Do you know what K means?
Like just the letter.
The K. Letter K. No period.
Usually... Like, and this is when my girlfriend texts me, just K?
Yeah.
I'm probably fucked up somehow.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Right, we just wanted to make sure you understand.
All right. You know what? I think you're ready.
You're ready for a girl. We're ready for you.
All right. Baddies, this is all how right. The game is played. We are going to ask the girls a variety of questions, and Wubs will be able to interject if he wants to know more. At the end, the girls will be able to ask him each one question themselves, and then Wubs will pick a winner. Now, this is a blind dating show. Wubs has no idea what these ladies look like, and he's going to pick a winner based on who he thinks he's most compatible with. It is time to meet our ladies. That's my theme song music.
Oh, that's it. That's all Wubs gets.
Wow.
He's a thick daddy, and he wants a baddie.
Oh, okay.
The Bad Examples dating show.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Bachelorette number one. We didn't give out number. Right. Alan, give everyone a 1, 2, and 3, please.
I already did.
As long as you love me.
Bachelorette number one, tell us a little bit about yourself. What is your age and zodiac sign? Where are you from and what do you do for a living?
Hi, I'm Jordan. I'm 27. I am from London, Ontario, Canada. So I'm just across the pond, not far away. I have two jobs. One is I do corrosion warranty at a Volkswagen dealership. And then I also have my own small business doing like custom tumblers, apparel, stuff like that. So yeah.
Creative. I like it. And did you say your zodiac sign? I missed it.
I'm a Virgo. I forget things because I'm a Virgo.
She's also a perfectionist, so she's going to do her best.
And how old are you?
I'm 27.
27.
Perfect.
Hot, hot, hot. Okay, bachelorette number two, you're up. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What is your age, your zodiac sign? Where are you from, and what do you do for a living?
Hi, I'm Melanie. I am 28. I'm a Sagittarius. I work at a small private accounting firm, going back to school to get my CPA. That's about it for me.
Wow, she's a smart baddie.
You're smart. I don't know if that's good for Wubs. We'll find out.
Why? I mean, you said you're going for your CPA?
Yes, I have to finish my bachelor's to get my CPA if I want to progress.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, actually, I work in finance also, so.
Oh, he got money. I thought he was going to be scared you're going to look over his books, but probably.
No, oh, no. That's separate.
Bachelor number two, where are you from?
I am from Chicago, suburbs of Chicago.
Nice. Okay. Okay, bachelorette number three, you are up. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your age, your zodiac sign, where you're from, and what do you do?
Hello there. I'm Sarah. I'm 28. I'm a Leo. I'm from Long Island, so I feel like I have a little bit of an advantage, hopefully, not too far away. I'm currently a preschool teacher, and I'm going for my master's in special education. I'm almost finished.
Wow.
She's good with kids.
And how old are you?
I'm 28.
28.
Don't pull out. It must have been love,
but it's over now. All right, let's go back over to bachelorette number one. Bachelorette number one, do you want kids one day?
I have two, actually. 8 and 3, both boys. Apparently I'm a boy maker, so hopefully if you want to have kids, you like boys.
I bet you know a lot about sports then. Right. Well,
I do. I played a lot of sports in school. And my dad also played football for a while. So my kids are very into sports, especially my older one, because he's more comprehensive of stuff like that. But yes, definitely a sports girl, football. And I'm going to say you'll be very disappointed in me, but my teams for football are Dolphins and Cowboys. Don't hate me, but I grew up like that. I also grew up in Texas when I was younger, so Cowboys has always been my team.
I love the disclaimer.
So I'm loyal.
Yeah, she's loyal, though.
Truly.
Yeah.
All right, bachelorette number two. Tell us, do you want kids? And tell us if you like sports at the same time.
Yeah. yes, I do want kids. If it wasn't for the pay, I'd still be in education. I did leave education about 2.5 years ago. But it just doesn't pay the bills, for me at least. So I do want kids, and I am big into sports, mostly baseball and football, though.
Wow. Okay.
Bachelorette number three, same question. Do you want kids, and do you like sports?
So I definitely want kids. For now, I get my fix when I go to work, so I'm not in any rush anytime soon. But I definitely love kids, and it's just a part of my personality. And I love sports. Huge Jets fan. Proud to be, even though they tend to suck every year, but I've been repping them since I was born. And
I love them. I love the Jets, so that's a big point.
Yeah, I mean, regardless whether they win or lose, I'm a huge fan. I like to go to a couple of games with some friends, but mainly football, hockey, and baseball here and there, I would say.
Wow, all right, nice. This is going well.
This is getting spicy.
Yeah. I wub you like a wub song, baby.
I wub you like a wub song, baby. That's it. All right, bachelorette number one. what celebrity do you look like? Do you have a celebrity lookalike?
I've been told I look a lot like Jordan Sparks. I don't know if that's because our names are similar,
But I've gotten that a lot. But the Facebook app seems to always tell me I look like Mila Kunis and I don't see it. So.
Oh, those are both gorge.
Tell me how I'm supposed to breathe with no air.
No air.
No air.
All right, bachelorette number two. Do you have a celebrity lookalike, or have people told you you look like a certain celebrity?
Honestly, no, I don't think I do.
Okay, so if you were to describe yourself,
yeah, tell us what you think your best physical feature is.
Yeah, tell us your favorite feature on yourself.
Myself? Are we keeping this PG or are we keeping this for real?
Oh, no, we're a disgruntled pornographic show. You could say whatever you want.
Yes.
Tits are the family, best. You go ahead and say that, girl.
Family friendly, probably my smile, but definitely I have a nice tit.
Perfect. It's the answer for
the
me.
Game. The show's over.
Love nice tits here at Bad Examples.
Bachelorette number three. Do you have a celebrity lookalike or favorite? What's the question? All I can think about is tits.
I wonder.
Or best physical feature.
Do you have something somebody tells you you look like?
So I don't have a celebrity that I look alike, but I do tend to get a lot of compliments on my blue eyes. But if a guy compliments my smile, I feel like I know that they genuinely, it's more of a meaningful compliment when they compliment my smile than my eyes. And I have pretty nice titties too.
Good for you.
That's what nice number one for me. You know what? Do you want to jump in and tell us about your
titties? Yeah, let's jump in on the tit conversation.
We got to know if you have nice titties, because, you know, we already got bachelor number two and three with the nice titties.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do. Huge titties, huge ass.
No, she's got two kids. She definitely has huge tits, for sure. Get it. I've been there. I get it.
Oh, my God.
You can't hurry, wub. No, I understand. To wait, he's hadn't had a girlfriend in 34 fucking years.
Bachelor number one, stay with me, because we are going to ask you, what TV show or movie could you watch over and over again?
Any horror movie, anything Disney, for shows, it would be Friends, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, or SWAT, because I love Shamar Moore.
Okay.
Yep. Shamar Moore, all day.
All right. Baddie number two, bachelorette number two.
All-time favorite show, hands down, The Office. I actually was in New Jersey back in the fall for a convention for The Office.
Wow. No way. Cool. All right, bachelorette number three. Favorite TV show or movie you could watch over and over would be?
Mine would be Billy Madison. I'm a huge early Adam Sandler fan. Happy Gilmore, Big Daddy, but I'd say Billy Madison is what I go to put on when I need, to have a relaxing, fun night.
Nice. Wubs, do you have a favorite you want to talk about?
It's probably still The Sopranos.
Wow.
I watched that. Yeah, I mean.
Although Wubs did mention to me The Office. I just want to say that when I asked him.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's my favorite. Yeah, I mean, my favorite comedy. But, you know, overall, got to be definitely The Sopranos.
Would you go to an Office convention with Bachelorette number two?
That was at DunderCon, I think, right? Back in August, if I'm not mistaken.
And it's in Chicago in April this year.
Yeah, that's I was supposed to go to that, but I ended up. Actually, Evan and Becca went to that. They were gonna, but I couldn't go with them.
Wow, NerdCon, that's fun.
I love NerdCon.
It's not NerdCon. That's one of the best shows ever made.
You guys are so fucking rude. Let's come on and bring people and make love, and then it's just like, fuck you guys.
Don't expect anything. I didn't expect anything less from them.
What is it called? Nerficon?
ThunderCon?
ThunderCon.
No,
DunderCon.
Like Dunder Mifflin? This.
Wow.
I missed that completely.
ThunderCon. Tainted worm.
Oh, whoa.
I licked his tainted worm.
Yep. No, I licked his taint and whoops. I
licked his tainted worm. All right, let's switch things up. Why don't we start with bachelorette number three?
Okay,
bachelorette number three, if you were stranded alone on Wub Island and you could bring two things with you, what would those two things be? Stranded on Wub Island.
Ooh. Okay, first one would be speaker, like I guess, so we could play music, put some beats out there, enjoy the vibe. But
I love it.
Second,
straight Desert Island, got no food, but you got beats. Yep, that's all I need. I can live there forever. I get it.
And probably some sunscreen, because I do tend to burn before I tan. So probably some sunscreen. I am a little bit of a mom when it comes to that.
I love it.
Self-care.
I love that for you.
Self-care
and some good
tunes. She's going to be like, mm-hmm. Okay. Bachelorette number two, stranded on Wub Island. What are two things that you would bring?
Do I have to stay stranded? Why can't I bring a boat so that I can not be stranded?
She's a fucking genius.
We'll take that answer.
And a phone so I can navigate some way to get the hell off of a stranded island.
I love this girl. Look at her. She's fucking.
She's got Wilson.
She's all ready. She's ready to go. She's like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Okay, bachelorette number one. What would you bring if you were stranded on a desert island?
It will say boat. Are we trying to escape or are we trying to enjoy it? Because if my kids aren't there, then tequila and an umbrella, I'm good.
I felt that deep in my bones.
Yeah, your kids aren't there. So what do you what do you got?
So she's not rushing off the island. Yeah, you're chilling. Yeah.
Tequila and an umbrella, I'm good.
Okay.
Tequila and an umbrella. Good answer.
So she doesn't drown when it rains. I get it.
Tracy feels you.
I feel you. I heard get away from my kids for a little bit and I felt that.
What got to do? Bachelorette number three. You're a guest at a wedding. The DJ starts playing Bon Jovi. You give Wub a bad name. Do you get up and dance, sit it out, or wait for a slow song?
I'm definitely getting up and dancing, and I've been known to start a few dance circles. So I'll be on the dance floor for sure.
Life of the party.
Bachelorette number two. You give Wub a bad name. Are you dancing, sitting it out, or are you waiting for a slow song?
Probably dancing, but would rather wait for something more hip-hoppy than Bon Jovi.
Yeah, girl after my own heart.
It's really not a great song.
No, it's horrible. It's horrible.
Bachelorette number one. Are you dancing, sitting it out, or waiting for a slow song?
Sitting it out for a better song, probably. But it depends on if there's an open bar.
Boom.
Boom.
That's the moment right there.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
What do you need to be, have a few drinks in you to dance?
Yeah, I mean,
a song that's
most likely.
Yeah, you need to be a little tipsy.
Someone actually DM'd Bad Examples on Instagram and said they slow dance with Wubs at a wedding and that he was phenomenal. Do you know?
Whoa.
Have you done that before?
Are you
I swear that's real.
Yeah, I mean, are you serious?
Yeah.
I wonder who.
Minute and a half of her life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm a slow dancer, you know. I'm good out there.
All right. Nice.
I believe in a thing called Wub.
All right, let's go back to bachelorette number. Let's start with bachelorette number two. Bachelor number two, do you prefer to go out with friends or stay in and watch a movie?
Oh, I'm definitely a homebody. I like a good night out, but definitely prefer a night in.
Okay, mm-hmm. Love it. Bachelorette number one. Go out, have a few drinks with your friends, or maybe stay at home and watch Netflix
and chill.
I have like two friends, so usually we're on my couch. We'll order in some theater popcorn and put on a good horror movie.
Love it.
Girl after my own heart. Horror movies.
Bachelorette number three. What are you doing?
So I'm usually a one night out a week kind of girl. I definitely like to go out and have fun, but if I do more than that, it's not pretty. So I would say one night out, one night in.
Okay. Nice. Good answers, everybody. Mm-hmm.
Very good, guys. W is for the way you wink at me. U is for the undercarriage.
All right, we're almost wrapping up the questions, ladies. So get your best face forward, your faceless faces.
Yes. Your wubbin faces.
One of my questions is, do you believe in Wub at first sight?
But
I'm going to skip it. I'm going to skip it.
We're going to all go with that's why you're here.
I'm going to skip it. All right, bachelorette number two. What is your death row meal?
So that's a good one. If I'm going home cooked, it's probably going to be my mom's pasta, just basic pasta with marinara sauce. There can't beat it with a homemade marinara. More, you know, probably traditional would be like a good pizza.
A good steak?
Pizza. Good pizza.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. All right. Bachelorette number three, death row meal.
Mine would be Chipotle for sure.
Wow. Wow. That took a turn. I wasn't expecting it.
Bachelorette number one, death row meal.
My nana's lasagna or a good souvlaki.
All right. Those are both good calls.
Yeah. All right. What, but you got a favorite meal over there?
Yeah. Usually it's, I would say pizza, or weirdly enough, like, I just love, like, chicken fingers, no matter where they're from.
Yeah, you know what?
Usually.
There's not a time where I've gone out, like, drunk, and I've been like, I need chicken fingers, and they were shit.
Yeah.
They're just that's what I mean. Like, yeah, they always are perfect.
Yeah, they always hit that spot. Yeah, that's true. Can you feel the wub tonight?
You feel the wub tonight.
Your love got me looking so crazy in wub.
All right, let's start with bachelorette number one. Would you sleep with a guy on the first date?
I try not to, but if the vibes are there, then I just go with the flow.
Yeah, I like that. I try not. We also try not.
We also try not to. It fails every time.
Bachelorette number two.
Typically, no. But like the first one, if you're feeling it, then I'm not going to stop it.
Right? We're grown. Wow. We're grown. We're not in high school anymore.
We got a lot of bad baddies up in
here. We test drive cars, right? Oh. Right, ladies?
Bachelorette number three, please tell me you have standards.
No.
So definitely not necessary, but I'm not one to say no. So right. I'd be down.
I fucking love our brand. Listeners. The baddies I fucking are on love brand. You guys.
Baddies are on
you
brand.
Do not fail us.
This is Jess Betancourt, the host of DNA ID, the only true crime podcast that exclusively covers cases solved using forensic genealogy. DNA ID goes behind the headlines to answer your questions about this remarkable new crime-solving tool, how it works, how cases are selected, why the cases were unsolved for so long, and how the justice system is addressing it. I include input from law enforcement to give you the inside scoop that we all crave with a straightforward, no-nonsense delivery. You can find DNA ID on any podcast platform. Episodes come out weekly on Mondays.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians, for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
Alan has a really quick lightning round. We have time for a quick lightning round, Alan.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yep, lightning round. These are questions that are individual for each bachelorette. Wow. So bachelorette number one, texting or talking?
I'm more of a texter, but if I really like you, I will be phone calls.
All right. Bachelorette number two, dawn or dusk?
Dusk. I'm not a morning person.
All right.
Also, Alan, you've been working with us for how long? It's dawn.
Yeah, what he? I didn't
What's
even know.
Dawn?
I didn't even know what he said. I was like, dawn.
We're from Jersey over here.
It's the Jersey accent. Yeah, we gotta have dawn.
I was like, what's dawn? Don Juan? Like, what's dawn or dusk? Dawn. It's dawn or dusk.
All right. Bachelorette number three, give us your favorite ice cream flavor.
I got the hardest one, I think.
It really tells a lot about you based on your flavor.
All right, I'm probably going to go like peanut butter and chocolate from Baskin Robbins.
Ooh, wow.
Cool. All right, bachelorette number two. Round two of lightning round is a little bit more bad examples.
Yes.
Bachelorette number one, giving or receiving?
I'm definitely a good person.
Wow.
Right.
Slow clap. It's the golf clap for
Wow. This is going to be hard.
All right, Bachelorette number three. Are we on top or are we on bottom?
I like to start on top and end on bottom.
Clap it up for these answers. Clap it up.
Love it, man. Fucking love it.
Let's clap it up for our flexible baddies.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. And our final round, more romance. We'll start with Bachelorette number three this time. Are you eloping or are you having a big wedding?
Wow, great question.
I don't need a big wedding. If it's important to my partner, I'm down for it, but I don't need a big wedding.
Wow.
All right. Let's jump over to Bachelorette number one. Bachelorette number one, are the in-laws staying in your house or at a hotel?
Depends how well we get along. If it's going to be tense, I'd say a hotel. They can come and go as they please. If we're close, which I hope for, then definitely in my house. We'll wake up, cook breakfast together. It's all Gucci.
Wow.
I love that.
Yeah.
Great answer.
All right. And Bachelorette number two, do you have a big romantic meal in at your house for your anniversary? Or do you want a big night out?
I want to go out. I want a reason to actually have to get dressed and look nice instead of sitting in the house in my pajamas.
Yes. Get dressed up for your man.
All right. Thank you for that lightning round, Alan.
Yes, we loved it.
We're going to end the questions to the girls. Last thing, do you want to say anything? Think about it, girls. Wubs, do you have any last question for the girls?
No, I think I got everything down here.
Is there anything you would like them to know about you tap out and say, fuck this?
That's right. Number one, do you have a question for Wubs?
Yes, yeah, I went a little bit far, as long as it's something you'd do. And if so, where would be your meeting point?
Ooh.
Ontario, you figure, I would say probably like, I don't know, I guess it would have to be somewhere in upstate New York.
I mean, Niagara Falls
is like halfway. Niagara Falls, I might as well just go all the way.
Well, would you go all the way for her?
Yeah, if we were definitely, you know, if we hit it off, I would definitely go the whole way.
Wow.
Bubs is going all the way.
All the way.
Bachelorette number two, do you have a question for Bubs?
What would be your biggest deal breaker?
Whoa.
I guess honestly, probably like, going back to my original point where like if the girl doesn't have a sense of humor, if she's like takes everything way too serious, I'm definitely just not interested in it at all.
All right, good answer. Bachelorette number three, do you have a last question for Wubs?
I do. All right, Wubs, I want you to close your eyes for a second, okay?
I like where this
is. Right. Sitting on your couch watching the Jets. We're ordering some wings. Are you a blue cheese guy or a ranch guy with your wings?
This is
wow. You guys want to actually know something?
Yeah.
I don't eat either of them.
You don't eat? What do you dip your wings in?
I don't dip them in anything.
Wow, you just inhale that shit, huh?
Wow, you're a disgrace.
No, I don't inhale it. Like, I don't know. I just don't like it. It takes away from, like, the flavor of the wing.
Wow. I don't know.
So what you're telling us is you like it raw.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you mean?
That's what I heard you say. I just wanted to make sure I heard.
And I've got this one question from Jessica that she's making me ask. What's everybody's favorite Harry Potter character?
No, I didn't ask that. I didn't ask that.
I hate this show and I want it to be canceled.
Before we move on to the final round, should we do a last minute words? Bachelorette number one.
Your last plea.
Yeah, your last. Anything else you want to say about yourself or anything you want to say is great. And if you just want to say, Wubs, what's up? That's great, too.
All right. One.
Guys,
I think the only answer is no good, first of all. Second of all, it's Hermione. She's loyal, but she's also a badass.
Wow.
Love that. All right. Two.
I probably have the best sense of humor. I always keep one in the chamber. You can't be around me and drop little things without me having a great comeback right away. So,
wow, she's fun. I like her too. Okay, and three.
All right, I was a little thrown off with the ranch answer. I just have one more question for Wubs. What kind of wing are you going for? Are you going for the flat? What do you go for?
I'm going flat.
All right, redemption.
Wow, she's not going to bow out. What a wonderful thing.
All right. Now, before we let Wubs pick the Wub of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy, Alan, I would love to hear your picks. Like, think about this for 2 seconds. Who do you think is a good, and Wubs, I want you to simmer on who you're going to pick right now, because we have three. I'll tell you from firsthand, I've seen them. They are beautiful ladies, not just on the outside. Now we've learned they're beautiful on the inside.
Cool, fun, exciting. I love to put up with this show and you.
Yeah, I don't know how you're going to pick one, because they're all awesome. I'm so glad you girls joined us today. You're all great and you're such good sports, and we appreciate having you here.
I'm going to let ladies go first. So, Alan.
I appreciate that. You know, I think the two of you have corrupted me over time. So I'm going to go with the bad examples answer, which is to pick all three. Go on a couple of dates, get to know each other a little bit more.
I'll tell you where my head is at.
Go ahead.
All right.
Alan wants him to play the field.
If I'm breaking it down, I have to eliminate one, I think kids aren't a deal breaker for like 99%. But for a guy who's never had a girlfriend, I'm truly worried what kind of a father Wubs would be.
Boyfriend he's going to be yet. We're not sure what kind of.
Start off by seeing if he's going to be a good boyfriend. And then we can graduate to the kids. And then, you know, you have the distance thing, which is hard. So if I had to eliminate one just based on those, which sucks, because I do think.
I think she's fucking amazing.
Yeah. And she is pretty. I would eliminate number one for those reasons, just because I don't know. Wubs, are kids a deal breaker for you?
I don't know. I mean.
You're open.
I'm not really. I'd prefer a girl not to have kids right at the moment. But it definitely wouldn't be a deal breaker. I'd still give it a chance, you know, before I use that as an excuse.
I like Bachelorette number two very much. I liked her answers. I like Bachelorette number three's answers. I like that Bachelorette number three still likes to like go out a little bit, because I think Wubs has been single for a long time, they say. And, you know, he still is like goes out, has a drink, like he's still social. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. God, this is really hard.
All right. So my breakdown is one is a fucking hero. She's a mom. She's out there dating. She literally is going to have all the snacks. She's going to take care of you because she knows how to take care of people.
True.
Yeah. And you get to travel with her, which is awesome. Number two is a hero for me because the first thing she mentioned is how amazing her tits are. So obviously she's a winner. And then number three, for not having a girlfriend, like you got to bond over sports is something you both really love. And she really mentioned like chilling, watching the games. Jets is a huge thing. So you guys are always going to watch that game together. I feel like you have a lot of commonalities in that section. So yeah. I really love each of them. Thank God I don't have to date them, because I wouldn't choose. I'd date all three of you.
I know, this is hard.
What did I say?
No, it is the bad examples answer. You are right, Alan. I would. I just feel like he has to think of what was the key point that stood out. Is it, you know, a woman who could take care of you, a woman with great tits, or a woman who loves the Jets? It's really your call.
Wubs, we right. Walk you through this.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready? I know.
Do we need to Wub you down?
Yeah, I know this is tough. I know this is.
As I'm getting grilled from my boss from across the hall. So hold on 1 second. Let me pretend like I'm not on a call.
Fucking wait.
Wubs, we're very glad you have a job. Okay.
Yeah, we're also really thankful you have a job. I know people who have ex-husbands who don't have jobs. So this is always a bonus.
Let's listen and hear Wubs get yelled at by his boss.
Yeah. No. He's too far away. He wouldn't yell at me. He just gave me the look.
The look.
All right, Wubs, then you know what time it is.
Is it the same look you give the girl when she misses the exit on the parkway?
Yeah, most likely it's going to be the same kind of look.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us who it's going
to
be.
Time to pick your bachelorette. Drum roll.
One, two, or three.
All right. So after going over everything, I agree, you know, two of these, they are a little far. You know, kids aren't necessarily isn't a deal breaker, but right now I prefer, I guess, someone without kids. Number two, you know, I have feel like I would have a lot in common with her also. But again, it's just, you know, Chicago's far away from New Jersey. But number three, I mean, being a Jets fan really just set it off. So Wow. I think number three is the one.
Wow, winner! You get to Wub and Tub.
Congratulations, bachelorette number three. Number three. Number three, what is your real name? And should we tell Wub's?
My name is Sarah, and I only have one thing to say. J-E-T-S. Jess, Jess, Jess. Let's go.
I love it. I love it.
He loves it. All right. On a lighter note, you don't have to scream Wubs when he's bending you over. His name is Mike. It's a beautiful name. Such an Italian-American who loves the fucking Sopranos. Michael! That's what you get to yell on a lighter note.
But we're told, Wubs, are you cool with your girl calling you Wubs, or would you prefer Mike?
You know, she can call me Wubs. She can call me whatever she wants.
Wow. That's hot. All right, listen.
Thank you guys all for participating. Yeah. This is fucking fire. I want somebody to do this for me.
Both parties, I'm going to have you guys exchange phone numbers. No pressure what goes on, but I'd love for you guys to get to know each other a little bit off the air. And then I'd love in a couple of weeks to do an update.
Yeah.
See if, you know, there were sparks or not.
Yeah.
And before we end the show, I just really want to thank all our awesome contestants for putting themselves out there. And thanks to everyone who applied. It was really, really hard to narrow it down.
Yeah, I can't believe, because Wubs is hot, but like, yo, a lot of people were interested. So
it was really fun. You girls are awesome. You really, Bachelorette 1, 2, and 3. We love you.
Yes. Thank you guys. We love you for listening.
In baddie history forever.
Yeah.
And congratulations to Bachelorette number three, Sarah.
Yay, we love this. This is the best show ever. Even though Alan hates it, two-hand jerk.
Thank you, everybody.
If you liked and want to hear more from any of our Bachelorettes today, send us in your information. Maybe we'll have them back on the show this time. They'll be the one interviewing you. Let's get three guys on here.
Hell, we'll get that completed. Love that for us.
So send your submissions to badexamplespodcast@gmail.com.
Wow. Well, chills.
Love that. We can't choose who you wub, so.
Bachelorette number three was the right choice.
For somebody who's just starting dating, the local was the way to go.
Yeah.
The bonus was the Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The Jets was.
Bachelorette number two, though. I thought she would have been. Like her humor, like
she's definitely strong. He needs that her to bring out him. You know what I mean?
This is hard.
It was great. I loved it. I thought they were awesome.
I'm actually shocked he went in and picked somebody.
And also, you told me he was shy. He got right in there. Like he's awesome.
What about Bachelor number two? Was that The Office? You went to The Office?
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Come on, that's his. He told me that was one of his favorite shows.
No, that's awesome. On what is it called? Nerdicon?
Nerdicon.
Oh, Dundercon.
Dundercon.
Thundercon?
Yeah, I literally thought it was like Thunder Buddy.
That was awesome. That was really good.
Yeah, that went better than I had expected, honestly. But this is going to be a fucking shit show.
I am excited to see where this goes. I'm going to have them exchange numbers right now.
Yeah, no, I need that to happen.
We had three really awesome contestants. They were all really good sports. Yeah. And like I said, also choosing three was really hard. There was a lot of submissions and, you know, a lot of it came down to distance and, you know, how many kids Wubs could handle and
or how many kids Wubs wants to put in her.
Like there was another girl that was just like so beautiful and awesome. She had four kids. I'm like, oof. Like maybe we could start with two if we're going to start. And again,
and I like most people,
I think it's just like, I think like a guy that's had other relationships would be better equipped than someone who's never had a girlfriend. You know what I'm saying?
It's not her. It's him.
Yeah. Yes.
Because of
that. But I did love that he said that he was open to it.
No, and he should be because literally moms know how to take care. Like you want a wifey, get a mom.
Yeah.
Also, you want a fucking freak, find a single mom on her weekend off.
Wubs is texting me.
No way.
He was so nervous.
Oh my God. He was so cute. I thought he was so sweet.
He's a sweet boy. He's a sweet boy. He's going to be a good
boyfriend. He's 35. He's a man.
Yeah. He's 34.
Okay. Still so when man. He turns 35, he's a man.
That's when he's a man.
Okay.
Well, baddies,
this went extremely well.
It's another one of those episodes. This is actually Welcome to the season 7
premiere. Welcome to, we had no idea if this was going to be a good or bad episode. And I think it turned out pretty well.
It was almost a disaster. Yeah. We saved it.
Yes.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you, everyone, for making this work. And yeah, welcome to season 7. It is going to get weird.
I plan on getting real weird.
We can promise you that. Well, everybody, until next time, this has been a Bad Examples dating show. Wub and Tug. See ya.
Don't forget to get your cats, pets, spayed and neutered.
Yeah. Spay that bitch. Don't forget to get Tracy spayed or neutered.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.